Hello?
Hey, Caleb, this is John over at Local Splash. Sorry I missed your call.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. So, basically, so I do have a few more questions.
Perfect. Shoot away.
Okay, so, basically, my dad told me to go for it, do whatever I wanted to do.
Okay.
But, say we get in some sort of family deal, you know, and I have to become my own LLC. Would I essentially have the spot, or how would that work out?
Correct, yeah.
Because I personally want the spot. And would I have to pay for, like, a domain change and this and that? I mean, I'm just, because if I have to do all this stuff, then maybe it would be in my best interest to just go ahead and get my own LLC. But I also don't want to lose the position.
No. So the way it works is, I mean, we're very flexible. So, and we haven't done this for quite some time. So if you need to change the business name or anything like that, let us know right away so that way we can change it on the line. Okay? Yeah, that's just...
And y'all would... And it's not going to be, like, extra costs or anything?
No, not at all. Not at all. I guess you could your grandfather then.
So I could call then and just be like, hey, you know, I'm now so-and-so, and y'all could just go through and change it all real quick?
Correct, yep.
Well, I'm sure it would probably maybe take a little bit to update in Google, but, yeah.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that part, you know, yeah, it can take a little bit
of time. Yeah, yeah, y'all can't really control that, but, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Caleb. Well, yeah, let's get this thing up and rolling for you. I want to make sure things are moving quickly for you, though. So I want to make sure that we set up a tech call so that way we can get that hammered through first. Now, remember, I mentioned, so we just asked for an hour window. It doesn't mean that it's going to take an hour, though, okay?
Okay.
Give me a second here. Let's see what do you have time available tomorrow?
Yes, sir. It would have to be after 3:30.
Anytime after 3:30? Okay, give me 1 second.
Yes, sir. Actually, let's make it... What time do y'all close?
Okay, so me, I'm in East Coast time, and our company is in West Coast time, Pacific time. So you're, like, right in between us.
okay, so I got
you
two more hours?
Right? Yeah, you got two more hours than they do.
Okay. Well, actually, if you could put it towards more like 4 o'clock that way, or 4:30 that way, I'm not in my truck and it's not loud. And, you know, we can get it clear and straight.
Okay, so we only can do it at like the hour marker. So I could do it 4 o'clock. Does that work for you?
Okay, yeah, that should be fine.
Okay, cool. All right, give me 1 second. I'm gonna send over a Google invite to you. So that way you can show that you're committed to the tech call and then our techs will be committed to you, okay? Give me 1 moment.
Okay.
And is this number the best number to reach you, though?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then they're going to call from the E77 number. If I have... it's call center time, so I would be making calls, but I'm going to try my best to go ahead and introduce you guys if I have possible time for it, okay? That way you can feel comfortable, because you'll probably be mostly talking with them from here on out, but I'll still be the lead on your account, Caleb, and just know that if you can't get a hold of them for any reason, contact me and I'll get a hold of them for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you said 4 o'clock, so that means 2 o'clock for their time. And now what's a good email we can send the invoice and future contact to?
So it's going to be Caleb, K-A-E-L-E-B, Manning, M-A-N-N-I-N-G, 7738@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay, I'm going to repeat that back. Caleb, that's a different way of spelling it. I would have messed that up completely, man. K-A-E-L-E-B, Manning, like Peyton Manning, 7738 at Gmail. All right.
That's it.
All right, cool. I love it. All right. And, oops. And I'm assuming Manning is the last name, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to make sure I put all the spelling and everything right for you. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to send this out to you right now. Let me know once you got it, okay?
Okay.
Right. And now, Caleb, also while that's happening, do you have a different number you want the customers to contact you on, or is this the number, the best number for
them? Yeah, we'll just go ahead and use this number.
Okay. I spelled Caleb wrong on the thing, I think, on the meeting. Let's see. I'll edit it right now. That's hilarious. I spelled it right on your account, and I put it differently. My bad. It should come through by now. I don't know. I don't know how good a...
Oh, yes, sir. I got it.
Beautiful. All right.
All right. Am I needing to do something with this email?
Yeah, you're going to hit yes on there. Or confirm. You got it. I got it through. Yep. Just got it.
Okay,
perfect.
Cool. It didn't say nothing, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no, you're good. Sometimes it does that. I don't know why. But anywho, okay.
Yeah,
so,
I just clicked the button.
That's all right. So, Caleb, what's the business name that you wanted under?
KWM Contracting.
Okay, got it. And then the address for that, is that the same address I have on file here? I got 256 Hess Drive?
No, sir. It's going to be 600 Soda, as in like a Coke, S-O-D-A, Springs Road.
Road, okay.
In Luling, Texas.
Got it. All right. 78648?
Yes, sir. That's it.
Beautiful. All right. So the next thing we're going to do, I'm going to go over bare essential stuff. We're going to do a voice verification. Okay. So that way, like I said, it's to add a form of protection for you, okay? I want to make sure you're all taken care of. It's all recorded. Just make sure you try to sound as clear as possible when answering the questions. If you have any questions of your own, please, by all means, stop me in my tracks. Say, hey, John, I have a question, or can you elaborate on this? I'd be more than happy to, okay?
All right. Yes, sir.
All right. So let's get it started. I'm loading all this profile stuff for you. Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
KWM Contracting.
Beautiful. And please state your name and title within the business.
Caleb Manning, co-owner.
Beautiful, sir. And you're an authorized user to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. And you're also authorized to the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So I'm going to stop right there and let you know. We're going to set up a security question and password for you. So that way you don't fall, it's sad to say there is scammers out there, man. So even if they act they're John or they're from Local Splash, just say, hey, what's my security question? Then say, hey, what's my answer to that? And if they don't know any of that, hang up right away. Do not give them any information, please, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. All right, so I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, sir.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Such as?
So, like, tomorrow we have the tech call for you. So if they're going to ask questions to say, hey, Caleb, what do you want on your website? Hey, Caleb, do you want to run this new promotion? You got to let us know so that way we can run it for you. If not, there's nothing going to be happening. That's what it's pretty saying.
Right. Okay.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on October 31st in the non-refundable amount of $348. This will be recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on each month the same day, the 31st of every month, in an amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. And Caleb, on the card that we'll be using today, I forgot, did we have a middle initial in between Manning, though, or no?
Yes, it's going to be a W. But before we actually charge the card, is this a recorded line that we're on?
Best believe it is.
Okay, and would you mind, just before I go through with all this, just, you know, to kind of give me a brief of what exactly you guys are going to do for me?
Yes, sir. No worries, Caleb. I got you.
I mean, just to make sure, you know, it's all straight. And,
No, I'm glad you're asking that. That just tells me how much you have concern for your business, and I love it. All right, sorry.
Yes, sir.
So first thing is we're going to make sure you have 7 to 15 keywords and phrases to use and modify at any time.
7 to 15?
Correct. Yes, sir. We're going to go over that, too, today. Because I want to make sure our techs, when they call you, they're not going to start from scratch. I want them to start working on it now, so that way when they get a hold of you, you're not gonna have to explain yourself over and over again. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is including your website, Facebook business page, Facebook ads, 60 different directories, as well too, as getting up on the first page of Google. Your client dashboard as well too, which is your customizable tracking system, so that way you can see where these customers are calling from and what keywords are working to be searched to find you. And what words are not working, so you can modify it at any time. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. We did go over the timeline breakdown before last time too, right?
Yes, sir. You said 30 to 45 days, roughly.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. But everything else before it comes before that, like your web page could get done anywhere from 7 to 14 days, and then your dashboard and your directories will get submitted and completed within 5 to 7 days, okay?
So. And you guys are putting me as a top Google search listing, right? Correct? And within a 50-mile radius of the 78648 area code.
Right. We're going to go over that right after this, so that way we can have the correct words you want to start with, the areas you want to hit. We get down to nitty-gritty as far as zip code, if you want, towns, counties, cities.
Well, I'm just trying to make sure my positioning on like the list, you know. Like if I search in, I don't know, what are my keywords would be welding, you know. What if I type in welding in Google? What am I going to see?
Yeah, you're going to see your business up on the first page. Now, just
so it's going to be on the first page?
You better believe it is. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there, are we talking like the top, like a list? Like?
So if anyone told you or tells you that you can buy your actual position, not the truth. That's not how Google works. So how it works is, let's put it this way. If anyone could buy the spot or exact position, we'd all be out of business because there's only a handful of companies that could fit on the first page, period, right? So it's up to the people pretty much. So I'm going to give you the best advice. Any work that you do, ask the people, your customers, to write a review.
To give you a Google review? Okay,
yes,
so the first listing is actually going to be based off of your reviews.
Your reviews is a big factor. And also your traffic, which that's why we work on your directories first thing, to build that traffic up already.
Advertising and,
Because the more they see you.
Within the area, there's not a lot of people that advertise. I mean.
Oh, really?
I think just a little bit of advertisement would blow it out of the water.
Oh, yeah, then definitely, man. And especially if you have Facebook, too. So, Sky's the one.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And obviously, you know, if I lose my ass in 2 months, I guess I could call you guys back.
Oh, my God. Well, no,
not
man,
young,
I want to make
yeah,
sure
yeah,
that
yeah.
not, yeah, I want to, hey, listen, if anything's going on, you know, you're like, hey, what's going on? Or I have concerns. We're a very open book here, you know. Give our techs a call.
Yes, sir.
You know, let them know. If you can't get, again, if you can't get a hold of them, get a hold of me. I'll get a hold of them for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, good. I trust me. I help plenty of companies myself through Local Splash, and they do wonders for everyone. They really do. So let's go over. So the billing for the account, is it the 600 Soda Springs Road?
Yes, sir. That's going to be the address.
Is that the same billing for the card that we're using today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what kind of card is it? Is it Master, Visa? What do you got?
Let me get it real quick.
Okay.
It is a the one with the two dots. I think a MasterCard.
MasterCard, yep. I said the same thing.
Yeah, it didn't say on there. I thought it did.
You're good, man. All right, I'm ready for the card number when you are.
All right, it's a 5114-0300-0258-6591.
Thank you. And the expiration date?
0825.
Okay, and the security code?
601.
All right. Let's go ahead, and I'm going to go ahead and triple check before I process the payment. So give me just a second. I want to make sure, because you have a large discount on this, okay? I don't want a dollar more than
okay.
what we talked about. So give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
I'm gonna take a look. I want to refresh it. All right, we're good. All right, so I'm going to charge today of $348, and it's going to come through. When it does, it's going to send you an email and a text for your invoice. And there's just one
okay.
process on your end that you have to do, and we're all good from there. I want to start working hard on as far as your service area, hours of operations, and all of that, okay?
Okay.
Let me know once you get that text, though.
All right.
Here we go. And the number you want your customers to call this number, ending with the 3333, do you
yes,
want
sir.
Them to text as well or an email or just call?
Call and text is perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of lose track of my emails.
Same. Me too. Work email different, but my own regular email, for some reason, man, I'm like, oh. I feel that.
Okay, so I did get the text message.
Beautiful. If you could pop that open, have me on speaker here.
All right.
There should be a spot where it says. Yeah, there should be a spot where it says you can click here to sign terms and conditions or terms of experience. Do you see that anywhere? Nothing?
I see it. I was just kind of...
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. I just want to make sure everything's working properly for you.
Yes, sir.
All right,
okay.
Perfect.
Oh, actually, it's not working. I got to put my middle initial.
Yep. It has to be exactly like that. And then the date, and then okay. There should be a spot above or below. I'm not too sure. But
now it says, now it's asking for a username and password.
Perfect. Leave it there. That's where our techs are going to call you and then develop that with you. Okay? So that way you have that.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Give me 1 second here. Okay. So as far as your hours of operations, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5, like give me your range.
You could make it 24/7.
All right. 24/7. No sleep.
I'm not scared to make money.
There you go. That's what I like to hear. All right. And then let's go over your target areas. Do you want to just do it mileage out, or do you want to hit specific areas?
Oh, man. This is pretty good size area code, I would say. And
okay.
For the amount of people that do this type of work. So I would say I will stay mileage within the area code.
Okay. So you want to stay with 50 miles then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. 50 miles out. Right. Got it. And then let's go over some keywords that you want to be found, like the services that you offer. So that way our techs can start working on that, okay? I already got obviously a few things, but I just want to make sure if you can spit out a few, that would help me a lot on my end here.
Okay, and I'm going to be able to change these, right, if I need to.
Yeah, of course. Yep.
Okay. I guess we could go with welding and commercial welding, residential welding, welding repair. Well, I guess, are those considered multiple words?
No, trust me, man. No one really ever hits their actual point where they can't do it anymore. So, because it could come off phrases. Yeah. So, welding repair, I'll let you know if it does.
Okay. Well, now I lost my train of thought.
All right, I'll help you. I got welding, commercial and residential welding, welding repair.
Could I do like construction? Even is that, or does it have to be solely like welding related?
No, not at all, man. Yeah, if you want to put construction on there, let's do it.
Yeah, we'll put construction, steel erection.
Steel erection. Okay.
Fencing. And that's all I got right now.
Okay, that's all right. That's enough. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put, please advise, customer may want to add more. So when they talk to you, you can add some more. Write some down tonight if it comes to you, and then let them know tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Well, I put my girlfriend on it, and she's pretty good at it. So we'll see what she comes up with.
There you go. All right, perfect, man. So I'm going to go over one more thing on my side here. Give me 2 seconds. Hold on. Do you have a personal Facebook page?
Personal Facebook page? Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, good, because that's the only requirement we have to build a Facebook business page. Now, we don't touch anything of your personal page, but they do need the URL so they can base it off of it, okay?
Okay.
So I'm just going to let them know and to grab that from you tomorrow when you speak to them, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then also we have, I want to make sure, yes, you need a website. I'm putting that in for you. How do you accept payment from your customers? Cash, check, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle?
You can put cash, check, payment, cash, check, PayPal, Venmo.
And Venmo. Okay, gotcha. Have you heard of Zelle before?
Zelle?
Yeah.
Like a home app or something?
No. So this is not coming from Local Splash on this, man, but it's just for me and my personal experience, because I have a side business myself. Zelle doesn't do taxes on there yet. I know Venmo, if you do too many transactions, they start taxing
you. Oh, yeah, they actually tax you. Yeah, I heard about that, too. And actually, we had a we had sort of a family event where someone started a GoFundMe for us.
Really?
And,
okay.
And believe it or not, they actually take like 25 to 50% in taxes.
Whoa, that's high. That's really high.
Yeah. So if you ever think about a GoFundMe or whatever, you know, keep that in mind.
I didn't know that. That I did not know.
Yeah, because we had raised over like $25,000, and we actually got like 13 or 14.
Jeez.
So pretty close to 50% almost.
That's ridiculous, man. Well, that's how they make their money.
I was wondering too.
Man, that's messed up. All right, anyway. All right, got you here. All right, so everything is all set. I just sent that over right now to our techs, so that way when they speak to you tomorrow. Again, I'm going to try to be there to introduce you guys. If I get too busy, I do apologize ahead of time. Okay, Caleb?
Okay.
But I believe everything is good on this. I'm going to double check. Boom, boom. Oh, one last thing is your security question. We have three choices for you. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go with the mother's maiden name.
Okay. Now, you're going to have to tell me twice and how to spell it because I can't see it as I'm spelling it because it's just a thing hidden.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready for
you. It's going to be Amanda, A-M-A-N-D-A, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. That's Amanda, A-M-A-N-D-A, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
All right. I did it right two times. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All
right, cool. Pow, pow, pow. We're all set. Again, please don't give anyone hints either. Don't say, hey, what's my mother's maiden name? Don't even ask that. Say, what's my security question? Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, Caleb. I'm happy to say this first to you, man. Welcome to the family at Local Splash. We're going to do amazing stuff, okay? I'm excited
yes,
for
sir.
You.
I'm excited.
I really am.
You guys can
all
do
right.
it for me.
Yes, sir. All right. Hey, if everything goes really well in the future here, you can always talk to me as well, too, about spreading your wings. I know that you want to spread out later to have it as your own. We can talk about other things we can do to help out with that as well, too, okay?
Okay, that would be fantastic.
Yes, sir. All right, man. You take it easy. Happy Halloween. Be safe.
Yes, sir. Happy Halloween.
All righty. Bye.
Bye-bye.